Welcome to the exhibition, Rewriting History, From the Southern Plains to the Matanzas Bay. My name is Abby Cottle. I am a Dickinson student and I work here at the Trout Gallery as a museum interpretation assistant. In this audio tour, I will be guiding you through the exhibition, sharing some findings from my exhibition research, and showing you some of my favorite works in the show. To begin, let's move to the large atrium where you will see the Rewriting History title wall, and, to its right, a large photograph of a group of Native American men standing outside a military fort. How did they get here? That story begins in 1875, at the end of the Red River War, a military campaign launched by the U.S. government to forcibly remove Southern Plains tribes from their homes and onto reservations. At the close of the war, hundreds of Native American warriors from various tribes were arrested and taken to Fort Sill in Oklahoma. Their crime? Fighting against the destruction of the buffalo ordered by the U.S. government as part of a larger plan to move tribes onto reservations. Of these warriors, 72 from five different tribes, the Kiowa, Comanche, Cheyenne, Arapaho, and Caddo, were chosen to be sent away in exile to a prison far from their home. Remember this number, 72, as it will frequently appear in the works of art in this exhibition. These tribes were used to a life spent roaming the southern Great Plains. Instead, they were sent by train across the country to St. Augustine, Florida, where they were to serve an indefinite prison sentence within the confines of a military outpost called Fort Marion. If you look at the large text panel on the wall adjacent to the photograph of the warriors, you will see a map tracing their train route. Along the way, they would be periodically taken off the train, to be paraded around various cities and gawked at by European settlers. This journey along a railway line more than 1,000 miles long is also a frequent focus of the works on view in this exhibition, and you will see trains and maps incorporated into the work of many of the artists. Assigned to escort the Native Americans was Richard Henry Pratt, a captain in the U.S. Army. Pratt had spent significant time on the plains, leading companies of newly freed slaves and Indian scouts. Pratt is a significant figure in this history, and you will see references to his actions at the fort and later at the Carlisle Indian Industrial School throughout the exhibition as well. In honor of the stories of these 72 Southern Great Plains warriors, the curators of this exhibition asked 72 artists from across the nation to respond artistically to the history, all but forgotten, of these imprisoned warriors. Many of the artists are Native American themselves. Some are even the descendants of one of the Fort Marion prisoners. Others live somewhere along the railway line that transported the men from the plains to Florida. Some are seemingly not connected to the story at all. One artist even asked why she was chosen to create a work, despite her lack of connection to the story. The curators responded that history is everyone's responsibility. By remembering those who came before us and telling their stories, we honor their memory. As you move through this exhibition, you will see how each artist responded to this call to honor the memories of the Fort Marion prisoners and the varied and moving responses which resulted from that call.